Hello, hello, hello. This is A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. Welcome. This is episode 30 if you count the trailer, and 29 if you don't. Yes, I started labeling them so that I could remember this, because let's be serious. I record and upload as and when my heart calls me to. This time around, I was just like, I'm trying to have like, I don't know how to explain it, like self-care Sunday. So like, it's not really self-care, it's more just like I'm doing things, because what my brain does when I don't have activities is she eats. Actually, not my brain. My brain tells me to eat when I don't have activities and things to do with myself, when I'm just like chilling. I don't know if it's maybe just my brain like craving dopamine or something. So the one, I guess, downside of this whole all my time is mine to do with as I please thing is the fact that my brain is like, okay, now what? And I'm not even really bored. That's the really interesting part. It's just like I wanna, like, my brain is like, do things. And then like, I'm also like, but you should relax, girl. It's Sunday. You're going to work tomorrow. Relax. The one issue is I can't relax, because then I end up just downloading stupid like games on my phone, and then I want to play the game as I'm watching something, but then like I also want to pay attention to the thing I'm watching. It's a lot. Managing my dopamine as a, like a whole entire adult on my own is a whole thing. Anyway, yeah, that's our intro for this episode. The rest of it is going to be hella uplifting, even though the intro is so strange. Okay, let's have a look. Okay, so we have two future me letters. One is from July last year. Yeah, it's quite funny actually. I'm curious at what I said here, but yeah. And then two is from, yeah, the second one is from the 30th of January. So I think the one from the 30th of January is actually me just forwarding the same email I already received from the 14th of July. Oh, interesting. Oh, wait. Hold on. So the one from the 30th of January, I literally future me'd a future me. I'm pedantic. So it's an email I received. Yeah, it's an email I received early. I received it on the 29th of January. And obviously, I wasn't in Korea yet. So I think I sent it again from the 30th of January to not now. I sent it. When did I send this to myself as an email? Give me 1 second. I have to do the research and all of this. Okay. I sent it to myself on... When did this email come in? Yes, I sent it to myself on the 7th of April. Because I future meceptioned myself. I don't know what's what and who's who. So let's just read what's in front of me and hope for the best. But I think the letter I'm about to read is the one before the other one. Okay, keeping in mind that all of these letters are the letters from before I knew. I got a random cough fit that just like attacked me mid-sentence. It was very upsetting. Anyway, there we go. Okay, so this is letter 6 of 13. I wrote it... When did I write this? I wrote it on the 14th of July. The other letter is actually from the 15th of July. So they're back to back. And these are both, as I mentioned just now, these are both letters I wrote to myself before I knew I wasn't leaving in the August intake to come to Korea. So they're relevant to me now. They're just like from a completely different girl. Like, this is the girl that thinks she went to Korea in August. So, yeah, we're here. I haven't pre-read this because I was also just like, screw it, bruh. Let's see what happens.
Jeez, look at me go. Oh, maybe I should have pre-read this. Anyway, let's read it and hope for the best. I realize that the people who listen to my podcast, y'all know I'm insane, so it's fine. Let's just keep going. I'm gonna read it, and word for word, and hope I don't say anything too incriminating as I go, but here goes. Okay, dear future Tracy Lee, this is letter 6 of 13. You are now 5 months into our little adventure. Okay, this is present Tracy talking. I am not 5 months into the adventure. Even when I sent this to arrive on the 30th of Jan, I wasn't 5 months into the adventure. I was not even in Korea yet, but, you know. So this is supposed to be speaking to me in... Where are we now? This will be... Yo, 5 months is far, bruh. If I need you. This letter is technically for me in July. But anyway, whatever. We're reading it now. Okay. Things to remember. I love you. Jesus loves you. God has got you. Now say it. I love you. Jesus loves you. God has got you. So obviously, affirmations to me. That's from President Tracy. Happy New Year, baby boo. I don't know if you kissed a boy at New Year, so just in case, I kissed my hand and you need to do the same. You have to let someone kiss you in the New Year. Aw, cute. I am not there, but I already know you're tripping out on the fact that you've been living in Korea for 5 months already. 3 months, still tripping, so she right. How crazy and amazing. God is good, baby. Anyway, let's get to it. As I said last month, I wrote a dear future husband letter a few days ago. The timing doesn't really mean much in your timeline, but it's worth mentioning for some reason. I'm super curious if you even remember what you wrote. I don't. I really don't. I know I wrote it. I just can't remember what I wrote. I think I actually might remember. Do I? Not right now, but I'm sure. Anyway, it's for a future version of me, so... Anyway... That is a later mystery. For now, how are you, boo? Tell me all about it. This is a safe space, and I want you to let it all out. If no one else cares, at least you know I do. Because being you and all. So however you do it, get it out. Okay, so. I'm actually doing okay. How am I doing? Yeah, I'm actually doing okay. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I'm now settling into my life here. And I think... with the settling, like, all the, like the glitter and the newness of it all is fading. Like, the newness is fading. The fun and the vibes and the all of it isn't. Like, I still love it, but the newness is fading. I'm starting to kind of get into a routine, which is the point. So I think with that routine comes a level of... like complacency and like chilledness, and I think that's where I'm at now, is like I need to, you know, realize that this is like my life, and complacency can still happen even though all of it is also new and so exciting. So yeah, this is why I'm recording this podcast today, because I was like, your brain wants you to do things, just do them, it's fine. So anyway, that's me telling you guys and myself all about it, I guess. Anyway, it's 2025. Can you believe it? There has been so much hinging on this year in our timeline. But this letter is not to pressure you. This one is to encourage you. You feel and experience things so deeply, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. If anything, it makes you unique. You are blessed with your brain, empathy, and the way of thinking God made you and... way of thinking. God made you as such. Take a second and give yourself a break, babe. Aww. Hold me, so sweet. I do want more for you, but this is your sign to take a weekend off from humaning. Schedule it now. I'll wait. I don't gotta do that. Every weekend is my weekend off from humaning. It's the best, actually. Oh my gosh. Anyway, side note. I know we probably haven't gotten our nails done in a while, but today I got sick of I got the sick multicolored set with the dots, and man, are they pretty. It's worth mentioning, because who else am I going to tell if not myself in the future? Also, starting
Also started watching Lovely Runner. I really like it. It's so cute, so adorable. I stopped watching that show. But mostly just because of the fact that, like, the problem with me is I think I've been chasing TV show highs. This is present me talking. This is not the letter. And I think Lovely Runner was just... I'll have a whole episode on K-dramas soon. I think. I don't know. I keep promising episodes that I actually have to record. Like, the girl who promises them and the girl who actually has to record them. Two very different goals. We know this. So, let's just say I'm going to, at some point, probably talk about it. Not right now. All I know is I haven't watched Lovely Runner since I said I started watching Lovely Runner. Which is bummy, because it's actually a really cute show. Also, that actor is... everywhere in Korea. My word. Like, when I say that nigga is everywhere. Oh, he's everywhere. They love him here. Like, him? And where's that guy from? Love Alarm? Hot Alarm? Whatever. That show. That cute boy that has been in a lot of the teeny bopper shows. The one that, okay, I don't think anyone in Korea is actually listening to this, so they would understand this, but like, he is in the Samsung ad about the AI that they've built into the new Samsungs. That nigga is also everywhere. These two actors are like, when I say everywhere, one of them actually convinced me to buy chicken. The chicken bang though, so I'm not even gonna sit here and act as if like that chicken was delicious. It was delicious. Also, fried chicken in Korea, look guys, people are like, oh, it's so good. It really is. It's so good. I have a fried chicken problem. I'm only a couple months in and I've already had to stop myself from getting fried chicken. It's a good thing that they've placed me as far as they've placed me from the things that I want to do. I'm happy I'm not metropolitan, because if I was, Lord, if I was, the amount of money I would spend on fried chicken. I tried this fried chicken, guys. This is a tangent, but I've decided we're going on it. I tried this fried chicken. It's called BHC, my brothers. They have this fried chicken called Brinko. Yo. Like, it's so delicious. It's so good. And I was like, and then they have these cheese balls that they deep fry and coat in the Brinko seasoning. And they were the reason, like, that they were the moment I realized I will never be skinny in this country. There is no opportunity for a skinny version of me to happen here, because they have this demon. The really interesting thing though is, like, noodles, meh, not like top of mind for me right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like running headfirst towards noodles, but the sweet things also. Oh, guys, they got these little brownie cookies, these little what's choco pie. There's this one choco pie by Oh Yes. Oh, so good. Oh my gosh, guys, sweet things will be that my downfall. Sweet things and fried chicken. Sweet things, fried chicken, and the various highballs, because they don't have ciders here. I already explained this in the last episode, but they don't have like ciders here. They have highballs. Like, it's just pretty much, it's just their way of describing a cider type vibe. And they don't sell them in six packs, which is very strange to me. Anyway, but yeah, so I've tried almost, I think, every cider they have at my convenience store. Like, I think they stock new ones for me now, because I'm just like, I tried that. I've tried them all. There's a couple that I'm like, ooh, this is actually kind of nice. And then there's a couple where I'm like, yeah. Anyway, what was I doing? What was I talking about? Oh, yes. I stopped watching Lovely Runner. Wow, that really went off topic. We're back. Okay, reading the rest of the letter. Also, this is a letter. This is a Tracy Lee. Also, this letter is a Tracy Lee to Tracy Lee check-in, so I have to make sure you're still being you. Have you found a new show, or are you watching a comfort show?
Oh, she knows me so well. Actually, I've been watching comfort shows. I think today is the first time that I've actually watched a drama I started watching in South Africa. Because there's dramas I haven't finished. And comfort show wise, I decided to start watching A Different World on Netflix because, yo, the memes had me by a chokehold. So I was like, I need to watch this show. So I decided to watch A Different World. I'm almost done actually with A Different World. I started to rewatch Happy Endings. Look, for those who don't know what Happy Endings is, Happy Endings is one of those really perfect ensemble sitcoms that just got a raw deal. Happy Endings deserved better. It was such a good show. Oh, it should have had more seasons. I'm actually bummed that they didn't get more seasons. That show was so good. And like the cast was good and it all made sense and you believed it, even though there's such a ragtag group of like humans. Ugh, that show was so good. Ugh, so angry. But yes, and The Nanny. Yeah, The Nanny is also part of that group. So like those three shows have been like the shows that are like holding me down. When I get home, I switch on The Nanny or A Different World as like background noise as I do things. And then Happy Endings, I watch because I just love that show so much. So it's been those three. And then once in a while, I dip into... Oh yes, actually, I've been dipping into old movies. Like I watched Down With Love. I watched both Charlie's Angels's. The ones with Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz. Not the new one. Don't be crazy. Kirsten, what's her name, is not part of my Charlie's Angels. I watched those. What else did I watch? I've watched like a lot of like little old movies. I watched Head Over Heels and remembered the fact that Freddie Prinze Jr. used to be like the it guy in like the like 90s, early 2000s. Where the hell is Freddie Prinze Jr.? What's he up to these days? Anyway. But yes, so that's what I've been doing. That's me answering Tracy in the past about what I chose to do with myself. Okay, I just thought of something that I want you to do with yourself. There's 733 questions to get to know someone better. Try it with yourself. Ooh, that sounds like fun. It's actually funny. So there's a link in this email, right, that I'm supposed to open. Yeah, there's a link in this email that I'm supposed to open. Hold on, I think I just... When I click the link, it closes the letter. That's just the part. That's not the home. Okay, so let's copy, open a new tab. There we go. Okay, so we're going to read the 733 good questions now. Anywho, this is not an inspirational change the world letter. This is the... I love you just as you are, Letta. So with that, take care of yourself, baby. And don't forget to send mom pictures, plan her 70th, and go to an EXO concert. Things to remember. I love you, Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Now say it. Tracy loves you, Jesus loves me, and God has got me. Amen. Anyway, okay. I do find it... Okay, that's the end of the letter. But I do want to just comment on the fact that she's like, yeah, this is not supposed to be inspirational or change the world. But also, here's 700 and something letters that I want you to go through. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to do that on the pod. But yeah, that's letter one. Okay, done. Let's go to letter two. Let's do like five of the questions. Okay, maybe we can do 10. These are kind of easy. Okay, first question. Are you a coffee or tea person? I am. If I had to choose a tea person, coffee makes me feel sick because I am a baby. 2. What song best sums you up?
Oh my gosh. What song best sums you up? Honestly, the song that, like, there's a couple of them, and they're all, like, party songs, like, dance songs. But the one that came straight to my mind was Good Vibes by Harvey, H-R-V-Y. Anyway, that song is a banger.
it literally just says, I only want good vibes around me tonight. No negativity in my life, just good vibes. That's what I like. So, hey. Three, what do you do to keep yourself fit? At the moment, I walk almost everywhere, which is cool. That's a lot more. Funny enough, dude, if it's funny that these questions didn't exist when I wrote this letter, because I would have had very little answer to that, but now I do. Come on, improvement. Come on, growth. Which public transportation do you use? Hey, the bus. Do you like monsoons? From what I understand, on monsoons, like lots of rain? No. Why would I like monsoons? What surprises do you like the most? What surprises do I like the most? Surprises that make me feel like someone actually thought about me. Like, took time and considered me. You know what I mean? Like, considered my thoughts, my feelings. Just, yeah. Anything that is well thought out and considered. My love language is quality time, and it plays out in very many different ways. Like, if you give me a gift, I need to see that you actually thought about the gift. If you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, that's literally it. What surprises do I like the most? When someone surprises me with how much they pay attention or take time out of their lives to care about me. So that's that. Where do you learn baking from? Oh, where did I learn baking from? That is so funny. They're acting as if everybody knows how to bake. But anyway, I learned from my mother. She's an amazing baker. Like, my mother is literally known in both sides of my family, my dad's side and my mom's side, as the resident baker. She teaches, she tells people, like, there are people whose favorite dessert is the thing my mom makes. So, yeah. How do you bake cookies at home? Okay, right now I don't bake because my kitchen isn't really built for baking, but I also wouldn't bake. I mean, I might if I really get bored or something. But if I needed to bake cookies at home, I don't actually make cookies. I make brownies, and there's these banger three chocolate brownies. Guys, those things. Bang. I literally, ironically, got the recipe from a Cosmopolitan magazine that, like, dropped in, like, 2005 or something. I don't know. All I know is I scrapbooked this recipe just thinking, oh my gosh, those brownies look cute. I never actually made them. And then I made them one day and I was like, hot dang, these are good. So, yeah, that's the thing. Okay, number 9. What was it like growing up as the youngest, oldest, middle child, only child? Okay. So my story is a little bit unique. So both my parents had children before they met each other, and together they only had me. So I am technically the youngest of four, but I was raised as an only child, and that is an even deeper and longer story. But let's just say I think I identify more with only child than I do with, youngest of four. So let's just go with only child. Only child, I've actually had conversations about this. Being an only child is actually really great. I personally have experienced, I've really enjoyed it. I really like it. I have very only child like tendencies and syndromes, but they seep out in tiny little crazyisms. Where I don't like people touching my stuff. I don't like I share, but it needs to be my choice. Like, it can't be like, oh, we're deciding to share and you're not asking me first. No, do not do that. Mm-mm, no, it's mine. Don't do that. Like, no one's allowed to make decisions for me other than me. Like, don't do that. So I'm one of the only children. So one of my friends who's also an only child once said this to me. He's like, only children come out in two types. They are the ones who really are into their own space, their own time, their own like whatever. So they stay operating just like, you know, they want to be to themselves. Not necessarily that they're quiet or introverts, but they just are to themselves. And then there's only children who are loud and out there and love humans and stuff like that. So I think I'm probably the more extroverted version of an only child.
And I think that's mostly just because of the fact that, like, I spent a lot of my life with other human beings. Like, when I was alone, it was at home and, like, chilling and whatever it is. But, like, generally, my mom would take me places, my dad would take me places. I would have to interact with human beings. And I once said this to my friends where I was like, the biggest problem about growing up the way I grew up is the fact that I have always felt that I've had to perform for human beings to like me, simply just because of the fact that I have never, like, I don't have siblings, which means that I don't have people who are close to my age who just like me because I am who I am. If that makes any sense. Like, I've always had to make friends, and making friends is an active activity. It's an active, you need to work hard, you need to, you know, be open to, etc., etc. I've always had to be working for someone close to my age to like me, as opposed to like having siblings or people who are closer to my age who just like me because they do and they're in my family. So it's probably another reason why I want so many kids, but that's another story. Okay, number 10, what's your latest memory? My latest memory is me, that was today, that doesn't count as a memory. My latest memory is me walking through a path of cherry blossoms. It was beautiful. I was beautiful. It all just worked. Oh, these are actually kind of fun. It's a lot of questions though. Okay, I'm going to go until 15 because I'm actually having a nice time. Okay, number 11. Where do you shop for groceries? Currently, I shop for groceries at a couple places. I'm actually trying out and auditioning a couple grocery stores. My first stop was a convenience store because I hadn't figured my stuff out yet. But then the next stop was, what the hell is it called? Home Plus. Home Plus was the first to audition for the part of being my grocery store. And then the next store to audition was One Mart. And then the next store after One Mart was Hanarumat. Nanghyop Hanarumat. The Nanghyop store. But the one in Jumujin. And then the next one to audition for the spot is the giant Nanghyop Mart that is like at the beginning of Gangnam, the Yongguk one. So I haven't decided which one is like the final winner of the competition. I still want to go to E-Mart because apparently E-Mart bangs. But apparently E-Mart is very far away. So going to an E-Mart would be like me truly pushing the boundaries type vibe. So maybe not E-Mart, but yeah, those are the grocery stores that are currently auditioning to be my grocery store. I'm just hoping one of them is just giving a Checkers vibe eventually. What's your favorite place for shopping? Okay, at the moment, the winningest place for me to go shopping has been, there's a shopping center behind the, what's it, Dong Seoul, train station, and they had, like, gang discounts on stuff, and what was the brand? I actually think the shop I really like is called Top 10, because they had my size pants, and I was like, yes. So I think probably my favorite place to go shopping right now is probably that shopping center, but it was mostly just because they had discount codes. That shopping center, but the stores, I really like Polham, and I really like Top 10. And then I also did some shopping at, what's that place? At Home Plus as well. So yeah, Home Plus might stay for clothing. I don't know. I walked through all their stores and nothing really like called my energy, but I do like a Polham. Okay, how's your relationship with your family? My relationship with my family is good. Interestingly enough, a lot of people really worried about how my mother would do with me being gone. She's doing great, actually. If anything, she's too busy to even interact with me, which I adore, because I'm just like, yeah, exactly, proving my point. Because me and my mother were effectively roommates. We didn't spend time together like that. We would actually schedule catch-ups on a weekly basis so that we could catch up. So me being gone doesn't change her social life, doesn't change her plans, doesn't change much, actually. If anything, she's busier now. So, yeah. So my relationship with my family is good. Oh, also, I did mention in that letter that I should be sending pictures to my mom. I am. I actually got her a Frameo frame. It's a digital frame that you can send pictures to from anywhere in the world. Well, anyway, just over the internet. So I update it on a weekly basis. And she just got the pictures of me going to the cherry blossoms. So that's a thing. What makes you laugh instantly? Oh my gosh. Something made me laugh the other day. And I don't laugh at people falling because I fall a lot. And I have a problem with laughing at people's pain. But guys, there's this video on the internet of Genuine jumping from one stage to another and then falling. When I say I'm fighting the urge to laugh right now, I watched that video and I died. Like, and it caught me by surprise. And I was laughing so hard, I felt like a crazy person. Oh, something about it just took me out, like I was gone. Anyway, so that's that. What's the funniest thing your inner child wants to do? The funniest thing my inner child wants to do, I don't know about the funniest. My inner child, honestly, this isn't really funny. I think my inner child just wants to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, and not just everybody, of course I want to be happy, but legit, like, she just wants to be happy. Like, she wants to not feel like each day is too hard to wake up in. You know what I mean? And that's, like, that is, like, minimum. That sounds like a hard and tough thing, but yeah, that's minimum. Okay, we're gonna stop at 15, because this is long, but that was fun, actually. Go old me. Yay. Okay, let's do the next email. This one was sent from the 15th of July, and it was supposed to arrive. Sorry. It was supposed to arrive it arrived on March 29th. Okay, the timing on this situation is crazy. Oh yes, because it would have been Happy New Year, because the other one was supposed to arrive in like a Feb. This one, okay, cool. I have an idea of what's going on here. Okay, ready, let's go. Dear future Tracy D, this is letter 8 of 13. I stopped counting at some point. You are now 7 months into the adventure. No, I'm not. Things to remember. I love you. Jesus loves you. God has got you. Now say it. Tracy loves you, Jesus loves me, and God has got me. Okay. Anyway, today was one of those days where everything was telling me that I needed to take the call to be better seriously. I just reread the points that I took from a talk I watched by Darius Daniels. I wrote down on the 15th of January. I know what this talk is. It has a link. So this man was just talking about the various things that can be happening in your heart when God has a big change coming your way. When God is preparing you for your next, I guess, season, if that makes any sense, or like your next big thing. So that's pretty much what the talk was about. And he was actually like, that man was actually, he was spitting fire, bro. Like, he was spitting fire. I'm actually not going to find my notes on it because missions. Like, missions, my friends, missions. But, really good talk. All these points are summed up in that if I am agitated and unhappy, there is a call on my heart that I must do something to change it, despite being outside of my comfort zone. Also going further, hammer home. Sorry, guys. I wrote these things. You know when you write something not realizing you're going to have to read it anyway. That we keep making big external changes in an effort to make internal changes. What is stopping you from changing the you are currently are? Ooh, jeez. Hectic. The three things that I've sat on my heart ever since the realization is I want
better. I have to try to be better. Or my health and taking care of myself. It's been 7 months and I've already asked you to be better before. This is your reminder to keep going. There is value in the journey, Tracy. Never lose sight of that. This isn't about finding a boy, falling in love, getting married and having babies. It's about how, if none of that happens, we can wake up each day happy that we did the last day just as we did. This is our call to fall in love with the Tracy Lee God made you to be. I'm not saying meeting someone wouldn't be great, but I genuinely want for you, this is actually what I wrote, I'm just not reading it properly. Let's not hate on past Tracy. I genuinely want for you that someone coming into your life is a real challenge because you are happy as is. This person needs to add value to an already valuable life. They are not here to take care of a deficit that you've chosen to leave as is. Ooh, damn, she's coming for me. I know it's rich coming from this version of me, but you know that you are 8 months older than me, and this has to mean something, right? I'm already proud of you, but I want to live up to my Joe Rock. I want to live a version of life that feels like every day, and the ordinary has the ability to be extraordinary. Aww. I want that for you. I want each day to have its own wins that you are more grateful for than the losses. Make your life beautiful. Make it what I would want it to be if I had all the things I needed to make it so. This is my love letter to Tracy Lee. Aww. You are fierce and thoughtful, and you can actually do anything you set your mind to that God has put in your heart. Never let thoughts become the enemy, but rather the counsel of make a plan. Aww. Side notes, mom's birthday, data camp, EXO concert, checking on your people. Happy 7 months, baby girl. I hope Tracy Lee Songsing Nim is doing better and more amazing than ever. Things to remember, I love you, Jesus loves you, God has got you. Now say it, I love me, Jesus loves me, and God has got me. Aww. Guys, I really like these letters. Like, and I actually wanted, like, aw. Aww. Oh. Anyway, that is letter number 2. Guys, I got lights, right? Because I was like, yes, babes, we're getting a lighting concept because that's part of my self-care plan. And my lights just refused to stay up. But anyway, I really liked that letter. I liked both these letters, actually. Guys, write a future me letter. Like, this is not a plug for them, but like, it's a plug for them. Write a future me letter. They hit different. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead on and ponder what I just read. Not in a podcast. Yeah, guys. I've enjoyed both those letters. I really liked the list of questions about getting to know someone better. Clearly they're both in the same theme. I guess I was going through something during the course of July. But I don't want to laugh it off. I think they add very much value to the person I am right now and where I'm trying to be, especially considering what I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead on and sit on my letters and see what they say and what they're doing and what's going on and play with how I'm going to interlace the things that I've said in these letters into my everyday life, because I currently have the time, the capacity, and the ability to do it. And that's because God has been good. So, yeah, guys, thank you for listening. I hope you had fun going on the journey with me. I enjoyed reading those letters, but they're written by me, so I'm gonna love them. Yes, this has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Bye.